welcome to the AIS Arena for the nice game between the Canberra Transact Capitals and the Dandenong Rangers. Craig Revell joining you in commentary, and joining me is Rachel Walters from the Price Attack WNBL. Of course, what a great season we've seen already. I think probably the most even competition we've seen in a number of years.
Yeah, thanks, Craig. It's been a fantastic start to the season, and we couldn't have asked for a closer and more exciting and a more talent-filled league than we have this year. We may have lost Lauren Jackson a couple of weeks ago, but really the talent in the league means that while Canberra will miss her, crowds will miss her, we still have a league filled with really talented basketball players.
And of course, tonight, 5 championships on the floor in the last 6 years, 2 to Dandenong and 3 to the Transact Capitals. It is an impressive stat, and with a number of those players having played in all those championship games. And Dandenong being so stable for a long time, the Capitals, of course, have maintained the core of their group, bringing in Alana Baird to the lineup, which just goes to show the status of the Price Attack WNBL is being held around the world.
Absolutely. I wasn't fortunate enough to see Alana play last week, but obviously I've read the game reports and looked at the stats, and she's obviously a very exciting player. Everybody that has seen that did see her play last week has raved about how athletic she is, and a WNBA All-Star playing in the WNBL is just absolutely wonderful.
Some of the other great news for the league is the continued support from the ABC. Tonight's game, of course, an ABC television game, and Lauren Jackson able to help out in the telecommentary spot over there, and it doesn't hurt for the ABC to get the world's best women's basketball player at least up into the commentary box for a game like this.
Absolutely not. She looks like she's going to enjoy herself too. She's sitting over there at the moment having a look at the game. I'm sure she'd rather be out there playing with her teammates and playing against the league's best team over the last couple of years. But unfortunately, she's sidelined. But we will be seeing her playing in the Commonwealth Games come March.
And I guess as far as Basketball Australia is concerned, that is the focus on her recovery, really, from your point of view, making sure that she is ready for those Commonwealth Games in Melbourne in early 2006.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we're really happy that Lauren has stayed around in Canberra and has, still coming along to games and doing things like the ABC coverage for the WNBL, because it keeps her face out there. She is the most well-known basketballer Australia has had since Michelle Simpson and Robert Maher, so we need that. The sport needs that, and we're really, really glad that Lauren's doing that for us.
Well, it seems about to be introduced here at the AIS Arena. It's a good crowd is rolling in. It's quite a gamble what the Canberra Capitals have taken to come out to the AIS Arena. It's slowly starting to pay off with the crowd starting to come out here and really get behind the teams and make it with the type of event that is the nature of what the league is also doing. We also have seen this year one of the biggest changes in the Price Attack WNBL, and that has been, of course, the disposal of bodysuits and back into the singlets and shirts. How has Basketball Australia seen that change, and what has been the response?
We've had a mixed response, obviously. Some people really liked the bodysuits, like watching the girls play in them, and some of the girls really enjoyed playing in them as well. Some of the girls don't know anything else. They've been playing in bodysuits since they started playing at the AIS, or they were rookies for their various clubs. So overall, we're happy with the change. We think the uniforms look great. Obviously, this is the first year, so we'll refine it next year into something that's more comfortable, better to look at. But we're pretty happy with how it looks right now and how it's been received as well.
Well, the starting five for the Canberra Transact Capitals, heading out onto the course now. It will be Kelly, Kelly Abrams, Ella Pichard, Jenny Whittle in her 250th game, a remarkable stat for Jenny Whittle. Alana Beard heading out there along with her counterpart from the WNBA, which is Kelly Bevilacqua. So the crowd cheering the Capitals on. We're about to stop for the national anthems, and we'll let you hear from the coaches. Dr. Graff, interesting night tonight. You're going up against the defending premiers, and they, of course, want to keep their 5-0 streak alive.
Yeah, look, they are, you know, like you say, they're the back-to-back champions. The championship goes through them. They've had a great start to the season, coming off their FIBA tournament in Russia as well. So, look, we, you know, for us, it's about getting a win, pulling ourselves together as quickly as we can, and what better way to test yourself than have a crack at the best team in the league right now.
AB has had a week now to learn your plays. How's that all been coming along?
Yeah, look, really well. I think she's a class import. You know, she passes the ball as much as she shoots it. You know, I think she's over her jet lag and got a sense of what we're really trying to do. She's bought into our defensive system. I think she's going to have a hell of a game tonight. I think the team's got much more of a sense of how to play with her.
Important game tonight in many respects, but very important for Jenny Whittle, who becomes a life member of the WNBL with a 250th game tonight.
Yeah, cheers to Harley. I think she was a little under par last week as far as form goes, so I know she's keen to bounce back. And what better way to bounce back than in your 250th? And I think she's been a long-standing, you know, member of the Australian team, a great part of the WNBL over the years, and a deserved reward to be named a life member.
You didn't get to see Dandenong last year because you were preparing for your US stint. Do you look at the tapes? Can you use that? Or have you been getting notes from Tom Maher from his experiences last year?
No, look, I mean, obviously I've seen it, you know, two or three of their games this season and know a lot of the players. I mean, you know, Mac has been in the league for years, Carly Wilson's been around, Taylor Ryan, Jacinta Hamilton was one of ours, Emma Randall's been at the Institute. So, you know the individuals, Foxy's been coaching for a few years, he's doing the same stuff. So it's really just a matter of how we match up individually and how we come together as a group. You know, they're a team that have played together and played well for a couple of years. We just got to find that chemistry and give them a good run for their money.
Well, it should be an interesting game tonight. All the best.
Thank you.
Well, Gary Fox, an interesting game. The stats tonight show that there will be five championships in the last 6 years out on the floor last night. Your team, of course, the beneficiary of two hard years of work, and you're looking for three this year.
Yeah, look, we've been very successful over the last few years. Certainly, Canberra's been a powerhouse in the league for a long, long time. I think they're one of the most respected programs in the league, so it should be a really interesting game. Both teams play real good D. They both try and play team basketball.
Your team reasonably stable, but you've had some great inclusions in the team that have really helped maintain that balance you've had over the last few years.
Yeah, picking up, Shelly Hammonds hasn't played yet, but we're looking forward to seeing her on the floor. And then Kathleen McLeod's done a fantastic job, and Jen O'Hay's coming along very well.
Also, with the regulars still, Jacinta Hamilton, also Jessica Beebe, and so many in your team. You go so deep on the bench, which is a luxury to have.
Yeah, we're a little short tonight. We've only got seven because Allison Downey and Jen O'Hay are doing exams today. They'll be up tomorrow. But, you know, we have a good core group in Carly, Jacinta, Mac, Caitlin Ryan, Sam Richards that have been with us for a while, and, they're just terrific people.
When you look at the Caps game tonight, does it change much over the years what you have to do to prepare for it?
Well, with Tom and Kerry both doing most of the coaching, they have similar philosophies. I mean, I think Tom was a bit of a mentor for Kerry, and so they run similar things, so your preparation is along the same lines.
Well, we know you're ready for it, so all the best.
Thank you very much, Greg.
So the national anthem out the way, 3 minutes and counting till the start of tonight's match between the Canberra Transact Capitals and the Dandenong Rangers on sportsradio.com.au. KIX FM are making way on KI. We are welcoming you back to the AFS Arena for another night of Capitals basketball, and it's going to be an interesting one. Dandenong, 5-0, after also having a triple A to Russia, they have just been absolutely amazing, Rachel.
They have been, you know, they did the same thing last year. They came into the season shaky. The coach saying, oh, we're not ready, we've got too many injuries, we haven't had a full team on the court to practice yet. We've got this trip away to Russia and blah, blah, blah. And they come out and they just win and win and win. And last year they looked shaky in those wins, but this year they haven't really been too pushed. They were pushed a bit by Adelaide in the last quarter last week. But they're just such a classy team.
I know I was speaking to Coach Fox during the week, and he also was saying, you know, he is shocked that they're going up to their first championship and they're still playing with such hunger and such deliverance in the way they're going about their business. But I think the other thing that he's just been amazed with was, you know, he expected to be jet lagged after Russia, and he said it wasn't until that Adelaide game, which was two games after they come back, that they didn't really start struggling in a game at all. But I think one of the amazing things is the way he's been able to recruit and been able to bring in so many new players into this team that have looked so settled already, with Devlin McLeod coming out of the AIS, General Hay coming out of the AIS program, and then getting Emma Randall in from Sydney after a couple of years there. And they've just automatically come in, and it obviously shows just how competitive that team is, and what a great group of players they are, that they can just accept new people so readily.
Yeah, Gary Cox is a wonderful coach, and I mean, that's why he is the assistant coach of the Opals. And I mean, take the example of Emma Randall, who was getting good minutes in Sydney, playing well, decided to come back to Melbourne for, I think, more personal reasons than career reasons. She's a Melbourne girl, and I think she was missing home a bit, and she sat on the bench for a lot of last season. She didn't see a heap of court time, but this year she's just come out and absolutely blitzed everybody. She was the Virgin Blue Player of the Week last week, and what was it, 25 points and 26 rebounds, which is just amazing stats, and she's just been consistent every week. So, you know, that just shows you what a great coach Gary Fox is, that he can identify in players where they're going to fit in the team and make them, you know, bring out their best.
It is Hamilton, Richards, Wilson, Randall and McInerney who will start this game tonight for the JCO Dandenong Rangers. As I mentioned, Beatty, Whittle and Sharp going to start. So they did call Apps and the pre-game announcement. But Tracy Beatty, she's been absolutely enjoying her year, and one of the things she's enjoying is she's not standing inside the circle at the tip. So Capitals going for as Jennifer and the former Capitals, Jacinta Hamilton, going to face off in the tip-off. Whittle taps it straight back to Bevilacqua. Wilson reaches in, gets the steal. Richards has to go back. Bevilacqua diving through, and Bevilacqua's being called for the foul. Richards Bevilacqua will pick up the first foul in 5 seconds of the game. McInerney to inbound it now as Richards went to the ground. Wilson still wearing the pink socks as it goes into McInerney. Pull-up jumper over the top of Whittle, and Dandenong are off with the first score. Sharp brings it down the left wing, pumps it back to Beattie, around the arc it goes to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua now looking for Beard to cut, wasn't there. Whittle now goes back with it. How long is she going to hold it for? Drives in, kicks it out to Whittle, over the top to Beattie in the paint. Beattie puts it in, and the two powers make up the connection for the first score for the Capitals, 2-2.
I think that's what we're going to see a lot through this game, is going inside, because Canberra are a lot bigger.
Over the top, Randall goes to Hamilton. Hamilton has the shot blocked by Whittle. She'll come up with the rebound as well. Bevilacqua on the fast break. 2 points all here as we reach 9 minutes to go. First minute down in the first quarter. Sharp goes over the top to Beattie in the paint. Fadeaway jump shot doesn't fall. Beattie in there wrestling for it. Randall taps it over the baseline. And the ref, he has decided it was last touch by the Caps. So McInerney will bring it in to Richards now. Richards gets Bevilacqua in a fairly heavy check. Has to go over the top to Wilson. Wilson gets rumbled by Sharp. Goes back to Richards. Wilson cuts the basket and she'll get it in for 4 points, 2-2. Dandenong lead, and Wilson, great move there.
She's just been outstanding this season. She's been so consistent.
Beard, the fast break from the wing, cuts to the baseline, shot doesn't roll in, and Hamilton comes up with the rebound. She has been a very consistent player since leaving the Institute. Richards cuts in, out to McInerney, and she was through the paint, goes back to Richards on the baseline, now kicks it wide to Hamilton for three, rattles off the iron. Of course, Hamilton has won a championship at these rings. She gets the rebound now as it taps away from McInerney, hands off to Richards as she was cutting towards the basket again, and Richards will set up the play. Puts the ball on the floor now. She gets a good screen from Wilson. Shot doesn't drop, but it goes in the hands of Randall, and Randall will put it back in. Cats looking terrible in defence so far.
They won't win the game if they don't scramble after the boards like that. That was too easy for Emma Randall.
Bevel Aqua sets up, gives it to Sharp, who comes to the top of the arc. Right side is Beard. Beard, oh, a two-step thing, goes in for the layup, and she makes the play. 6 points. And that's the sort of lightning speed that everyone was expecting when they heard she was coming over here.
That's right, that was beautiful. That's fantastic basketball, and it's exactly what we want in the Price Tag WNBL.
Richards now just having the shot blocked by Bevel Aqua as she was trying to pass it further down the court. It's over the side, and McInerney will bring it in the front court. Coach Graff just up having a chat referee Damian Ma, just to make sure that that call was right. I think it was... Oh, well, it looked like it was the right call at the time. Bevel Aqua jumping up in front of the... jumping up in front of Richards there.
No, they're just resetting the shot clock. It wasn't a reset, but the bench have reset the clock.
Yep, so they'll count it down now to 16 seconds. And McInerney will inbound the ball now. Goes long. Wilson cutting at the basket again. Sharp goes to the ground. Wilson backs it out. Jump shot doesn't fall. Randall gets in there. As Randall goes to the ground, she'll be called for a travel. Well, no, Paul, for a baseline violation there. I thought when she fell to the ground she was always in trouble. Sharp will restart the play, and it's been an interesting year here in Canberra for travel calls. And, well, we've seen another interesting one tonight. They decided to go with the baseline call instead of the travel. Sharp goes into Beard. Beard has McInerney in front of her, and McInerney hands on the hips there as she's been called for the foul. She wasn't happy with that. She thought she got all ball as Beard was going into the motion for the shot, and Beard will go to the line to shoot for two. It's 6 points to four, 7 minutes and 11 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Rachel, well, the Caps are still in it, but they don't look like they should be at this stage.
Yeah, they definitely don't look like the more together team at the moment. Dandenong are looking like a better team at the moment, but they've got plenty of time to work it out. They do have a new player in their team, so...
Beard makes one of the two, 6-5 now, Dandenong league as Randall drives down the right lane, kicks it out to Wilson. Wilson thinks about the three, then goes to the right elbow, shoots up over Sharp. Hamilton comes with a rebound. She was in heavy traffic under Beattie and Whittle. McInerney now, sorry, that was Randall there, who was working the baseline. This time she has shuffled the foot and has been called for the foul as she was trying to make the reverse layup around Emma Randall. Sharp inbounds to Bevel Aqua, 6:45 left to go in the first turn. Bevel Aqua kicks it right to Beard. Beard now puts the ball on the floor, almost wrong foot. McInerney does, 3-point shot. Well, put on the paint, though it's only a long range two. 7-6, Caps take the lead for the first time. 6:30 left to play. Hamilton now working around Whittle, hasn't found a range yet, gave it to Randall on the baseline, gives it out to McInerney. Beard tried to put the flap on it. I don't know if McInerney was trying a shot there or pass to Wilson, but it didn't come off, right?
The first couple of weeks, McInerney was looking at every shot she had, which is quite unusual for Emily McInerney, but she definitely had a shot there, but she didn't even look at the basket.
Beard gets rid of McInerney that time, and then as they roll off, it was Hamilton rolling onto Beard. McInerney went to Whittle, but the foul this time being called on Emily McInerney, and that is tough because she is now on two personal fouls and one of the best defenders in this league.
She is. That'll hurt for Danny.
Inbound ball is to Beard for 16 feet. She puts it down and the Caps move out to a 3-point lead, 9-6. All too easy for the Caps that time. As good screen by Hamilton gets rid of Bevel Aqua off Richards. Richards then goes back to Hamilton, gives it to Randall, and Randall takes it off the travel as she crashed into Whittle. And, well, Emma Randall just not with the game tonight. I mean, perhaps
gave her the kiss of death there early.
She's still going for everything. She looks good. She's just not grounding those feet when she needs to.
Devil Aqua brings the ball back. Richards watching her. Sharp goes to the top of the key. Wilson drives on the drive, just keeps in her face. Sharp's pass was looking for Beaton, and it can't, well, it doesn't make the play, so it'll be Hamilton inbound the ball as Caitlin Ryan steps into the game for Emma Randall. Richards and Bevel Aqua, that's been a good battle so far as they get across the half. Wilson gets the ball in her hands. McInerney sets the screen, but Wilson ignores the screen, goes away, gives it off to Richards. Richards has time to set for the three, just jumps inside, long range two. Beattie comes up with a rebound. Quick play, transition down to Beard. Beard, three in front of her, wrong foot, McInerney, and again has been called for another foul. She looked like she'd been there, camped there for a day. Roots were throwing over her feet.
That's three fouls in less than 5 minutes, and as expected, she's sitting down.
Yes, Emma Randall stuff straight back in. Richards comes out, and Kathleen McLeod, the little general from the AIS last year, gets her first minutes in this game. 5:09 left to go as Sharp over the top to Whittle in the paint. Turnaround jump shot, and Emma Randall has been called for the softest foul I've seen all year. The ball, I thought, had left Whittle's hand, which means it can't be a violation, but, well, it's been called on Randall as the timeout has been called by Harry Fox. And, well, it is 9-6 here at the AIS Arena, and Gary Fox, well, he really has to settle his team down because the foul count is mounting.
And,
4-1.
He's only got three people sitting on his bench tonight, so he definitely can't afford anyone to foul out.
No, that's right. Jenna O'Hay, as we heard from Coach Fox in the pregame, Jenna O'Hay and Alison Downey both having exams on at the moment. Good news for the AIS is I'll be back in town for them tomorrow, but unfortunately sitting out the game here in Canberra tonight because I have travelled in with one of the new girls to the club, Emma Andrews, who is down here, but well, I don't think Coach Fox was hoping to have to call on her in this game.
Yeah, he's lucky he's got a very, very fit and athletic team there to try and do it with seven players. I think Emma will get the call up tonight.
Well, Coach Graff also looked very animated with her description of how she wants the Caps to play. Returning to the floor, Abrams subbing in now for Tracy Beattie as Whittle goes through the line. Sharp, Beard and Bevel Aqua. Now it's Ryan McLeod, Wilson, Hamilton and Randall. And you've got to figure that, well, Jacinda isn't going to get much time on the pine tonight because she is going to be needed out there with the height that the Capitals have. Whittle makes the first in a 250th game and the second. So, Caps stretch their lead to 11-6 as the pass from Jacinda Hamilton is intercepted by Sharp. She almost passed it away, but Bevel Aqua hits the floor early and goes back now to Beard. Sharp around the arc to Abs. Gives it this time to Bevel Aqua on the right wing. Bevel Aqua tries to run the baseline and draws Hamilton into the foul. So Hamilton now on her first personal foul. As it will, well, they're into the bonus, so that should send, it should send Tully Bevilacqua to the line.
Yeah, Coach really doesn't need his team fouling as much as they are this game. They, you know, if the referees are calling soft fouls, they're going to have to adjust their defensive game.
So I spoke to Tally Bevel Aqua during the week and she said she really had to lift the game on the free throw line. She's made the first and the second one bounces around. Hamilton comes up with the rebound, immediately gives it to a little general in McLeod. Off to Ryan, inside to Randall, outside to Wilson for three. All net, and Wilson will get the game back to a three-point ball game, 12-9. Quick break down the other end. Bevel Aqua pulls up at the baseline on the right side. Looks to go inside to Whittle. Bounce pass on the right lane, outside to Sharp, bounce pass left lane to Beard, working on Wilson, shot was short, and Emma Randall will come up with the rebound. gives it to Ryan. Ryan over the top to Hamilton. Hamilton tries to drive baseline on Whittle. Rejected by Whittle. Randall puts the shot up on the rejection, but Whittle will get the rebound, and she is out for a big night tonight.
She might be looking to take Luella Tomlinson's place at the top of the blocks.
Shot.
Ladder.
Oh, Bevelak with an ocean pass for her like Moses, but the layup won't go in. Ryan comes back with the ball. Quickly down to McLeod on the right wing. McLeod pulls up the three-point arc inside to Hamilton. Hamilton shot over the top of Whittle. Doesn't drop, and Hamilton asks, where are the fouls now? As Wilson at the other end goes in on Baird.
Ryan's trying to claim that foul to try and save Carly Wilson from grabbing it, but it was quite obviously Carly Wilson's foul.
Yeah, she pretty much mugged her as she was going for the layup that time.
Wilson's doing quite a good job on Baird, actually. She's containing her, but she's never going to stop her in a full court situation.
No, Beard to the line now as Angela Marino subs in for Tali Bevilacqua. Caitlin Ryan steps back to have a chat to Coach Fox as Beard makes the first. Transact giving out a lot of clappers tonight, and they're certainly making plenty of a noise in the Lions Arena. Beard makes the second, and the Caps back out to a 14-9 lead. Randall goes left side to Wilson. Wilson working the perimeter with the ball on the floor, dumps over the top to Randall. The ball is out of foot, kicks it out to Hamilton for three, rattles off the iron. McLeod gets the rebound ahead of Marino, goes back to Hamilton. Hamilton just having troubles with Whittle at the moment, lobs it over the top to Wilson. I think I'm getting Hamilton and Wilson mixed up, but her pass was going over the top as a lob pass over the top to Wilson. Abs got in, tapped her arm, and the foul was called. So first foul on Kelly Abrams. Inbound pass to Carly Wilson. She puts it in for two, and it's 11-14. The Caps leading with 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter.
I think Hamilton's playing out to try and draw Whittle away from under the basket.
Beard goes across to Beattie, who steps back in. Beattie with a hook shot. It's good. And Hamilton is going to be on another foul. That'll be her second. No, it's gone on Randall. So they called it on... Oh, no, they did. Call it on 15, sorry. And they called it on Jacinta Hamilton, her second personal, and it automatically sends Tracy Beattie to the line. Tracy with that one-handed free throw shoot shot style rattles out, so she doesn't make the bonus. 16-11. What did Dandenong do? McLeod hands off to Ryan on the left wing. Randall has a good screen that helps that put Abs to the ground. Randall's shot was an air ball in the end, but Wilson will come up with it. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Hamilton, bounce pass into Randall again. Randall mugged on the line. This time it was Beattie who is gesticulating about the call. But Beattie now with her first personal foul.
It'll be interesting to see the rebounding statistics at quarter time. Seems like Dandenong are getting a lot of offensive rebounds. Really, you know, they shouldn't be getting one.
Not with the height that's out there in Beattie and Whittle. Randall's first shot is all net and closes the gap to 16-13. No, 16-12, check that. Second shot on its way, it's made. So 16-13, 3-point ball game, 2 minutes 30 left to go as Marino brings it down. McLeod watching her. Right side is Abrams. Over the top to Beattie. Finds Beard inside. Turnaround shot blocked by Hamilton, who takes it off. Hands off to McLeod. McLeod will go right side to Hamilton again. Cross long to Ryan. Almost a downtown three-pointer. She faked the shot, then went to Wilson, top of the key. Wilson drives into the paint. Kicks it out to McLeod for three. It's all net, and McLeod evens up the score with 2 minutes left.
I'm sure going back a play, that was the first time Alana Beard had been put on a butt in the WNBL.
Abrams.
It was a big block by Hamilton.
It was good to see. Abrams. Oh, this time Hamilton blocks again the pass from Beard. Gives it off to the little general. Looking now, hands off to Wilson. Wilson over the top to Hamilton. Out to McLeod again. Over the top to Ryan for three. She just absolutely took the ball in her hand. She had already made up her mind that it was going to be a three-point shot and nailed it. 19-16. Dandenong back in front. Handed a timeout call, I think, by Kerry Graff that time. And, well, she knew the settler has been in on, they've got on a run here.
They have. I think they've come from 16-11 to the 19-16, so...
Jacinta Hamilton with those two big blocks, just those turnovers, proving so vital to get Dandenong back up into this game when it looked like they were starting to go away from them, not because they weren't looking as a cohesive unit, just because the Caps had managed to get them into foul trouble, and every time they looked sideways, they were getting a whistle blown against them.
Yeah, that's right, and Dandenong have been settled enough to be able to convert those turnovers into points, and that's what's important. It's not... You know, it's no use getting a turnover if you, sink the basket. So they're doing a good job at that.
19-16, the Dandenong Rangers leading the Capitals here at the AS Arena on sportradio.com.au and KIX FM, making waves in KI. It is right of that WNBL action, the Capitals versus Dandenong, and well, a very interestingly poised game at the moment. BT, Marino, Sinclair, Beard and Abrams making their way back out onto the floor for the Capitals. It's Randall, Wilson, Ryan, Hamilton and McLeod for the Dandenong Rangers. So, Sinclair inbounds the ball, this time to Marino, over the top to Abrams. Abrams to Beard. AB puts the ball on the floor. Thinks about a three-point attempt, but goes to Marino into the corner. Now left side is Abrams for 3 points. Beard will get the rebound. Goes into the paint as Beard puts the pass. Abrams cutting at the basket, and Abrams gets her first two for the game.
That was fantastic vision by Alana Beard. She, not only can she score, but she can pass as well.
Left side, McLeod goes to Ryan. Back inside to Hamilton, who drives in the center. Kicks it out to Wilson. And Wilson cuts to the basket, around the Beattie, but the shot won't drop. Ball tapped by Randall, back to Wilson, and the play will set up once again.
Canberra just don't want the ball. They don't have, the desire to grab it.
McLeod kicks it out to Randall from the corner, three-point shot doesn't fall. Oh, Hamilton takes the ball out of Beattie's hands, bounce pass into McLeod, hands off to Wilson. Wilson will put it in off the glass. It's 21, plays 18, 31 seconds left to go in the quarter. Marino goes right side over to Beard. Beard to Abrams, over the top to Beattie on the right lane. Kicks it out to Marino. Marino drives down to the baseline. Shot doesn't go. She tried the shovel shot, didn't come off. Hamilton rebounding. The rebounding counts all going to be one way. It's going towards the Jayco Dandenong Rangers at the moment. McLeod sets up inside to Hamilton, outside to Ryan for 3 points. Abrams tries to get the tap away as the shot clock runs down, and at quarter time, 21-18, the Jayco Dandenong Rangers lead the Canberra Transact Capitals, and I think Coach Fox would be happy to see the end of that quarter. He gets to get that detail count back down to zero now, and well, they'll be able to play the game at the pace that the refs have been wanting to play it, and hopefully not get into foul trouble like they were in that first quarter.
It's really bad news for Gary Fox at Southtown at the moment, especially with Emily McInerney on three fouls. Not good for any coach, and when you've only got three players on the bench, it's no good at all.
Coach Pratt would be looking at the scoreboard. She knows that they are down by three here at the first break. And, well, they have just got to start to work as a cohesive unit. They're a bit too much out of sorts, really. Not able to get some cohesive play going. And hunting Sinclair and Marino out there just seeing if a bit of structure will help with the cohesion.
Dandenong have definitely got their momentum at the end of that quarter, and I suppose what Coach Graff will be trying to do is, now that they've had that quarter time break, is sort of come out with a little bit more focus and hope that they can have a little bit more flow out there on the floor.
Well, the Dragons have got the stats to make their way up to us, but at the moment, I don't think the team has got the stats at this stage. Just waiting for them to get over there now. But so far, it's just an amazing quarter. The rebounding has been all Dandenong. Jeff, they got behind in that quarter,
by 3 points because they got themselves into the bonus. Every foul was just sending the Capitals to the line.
Yeah, the Capitals are shooting well from the line as well, which is helping them. I think we'll find when we get the stats of Alana Meade scored a lot of the Capitals' points that quarter. So they need to look for their other players to be scoring, and Canberra really needs to take advantage of their height out there on the court. They're so much taller than Dandenong, and yet Dandenong are coming up with almost every offensive board down their end, so they really need to...
Dandenong to start the second quarter, Ryan McLeod, Wilson, Hamilton, Randall for the Capitals. It's Bevilacqua, Abrams, Whittle, Beattie and Beard. So as the clock resets here at the AFC Arena, second quarter action about to begin. Dandenong will have the first use. Ryan goes to Randall, down the left wing, back to Ryan. Abs looking at her, over the top to Hamilton, who's a long way from home. Hands off to Randall, who's also trying to draw those talls away. Ball goes to Hamilton. Oh, Abs tries to mug her, but still Hamilton good enough to get the shot up. And it's 23-18.
That was a great, basically a screen that meant they had a mix-up, and Hamilton used that to her advantage.
Abs with the ball over the top to Whittle on the right lane. Turnaround jump shot. All there from Whittle.
That's what the Capitals need. They need Jenny Whittle to step up and not just rely on Alana Beard to score all their points.
The little general, wrong-footed Bevilacqua for a moment. Hand off to Ryan, who goes back over to the left side. It's Hamilton, drives into the paint, steps one way, goes the other. Shot doesn't drop, and it will be the Caps who, oh, look like we're staying out of bounds. Beard just leapt through the air, taps it back into Bevilacqua, and the Caps will retain possession. Bevilacqua brings it down the right wing. Fantastic.
Dandenong needs to realise that she's not going to let those balls go out. She's going to chase everything.
She is 5 weeks here in Price Pack WNBL as the pass was tapped away by Wilson over the baseline. Abs puts the three fingers in the air to signify the play they're setting up as Beard sits down and Sharp sets up. Looking to get it into Whittle. No, it's Beattie in the paint. And, well, Jacinta Hamilton just crashed into Beattie that time. No doubt about the foul. And Beattie will go to the line to shoot two. 23-20, and Emily McInerney is going to come back into the game for Jacinta Hamilton with three fouls on Hamilton. That is a terrible position to be in for Coach Fox. He'd be checking the flight schedule to see if he can't get Downey or O'Hay back here inside. Beattie makes the first with the one-handed free throw shooting. I guess it's got something to do with size 6 ball.
I have absolutely no idea.
It is different. Second shot rattles around, doesn't fall. McInerney does the rebound and gives it off to the general. Down the right wing, hands off to Ryan. She takes position in the corner, but it goes to Wilson, top of the arc. Left side is Randall, still working the perimeter. Looks to go to right side to McInerney. McInerney, an eternity. She'll hit three every time when you just sit out there for a day.
That's what we want Emily McInerney to do. She can shoot the ball. She just has to look at the basket, and when she does...
Well, yeah, McInerney not known as being a shooter, but she can shoot. She just likes to have time. Caps gave her plenty of time. Caps down at the other end of the floor that time, missing the shot. 26 plays 21 as Wilson bounced past to McInerney. McInerney's got him thinking now as she puts the ball on the floor, hands it back to Carly Wilson. Wilson into the paint, over the top of Whittle, doesn't get the drop on it, and Whittle comes up with the rebound. Half-court pass to Abrams as they keep playing this quick game. They're going quick in transition, the Caps. Abrams holds onto it and for a while, then gives it to the top of the key. Whittle's pass inside to Beattie, couldn't make the cut, and it's going to be McInerney to inbound it from the baseline. McLeod in the number 7 comes across the half, goes from the right wing to the left wing where she hands it off to Ryan. Ryan kicks it to McInerney. McInerney kicks it to McLeod. McLeod thought about the 3-point shot, gives it back to McInerney, pumps it back to Randall. Randall goes into the paint, Beattie slaps it away and rejects that time by Beattie, but Dandenong will still get the ball. McInerney to bring it in for the Rangers.
We're seeing a lot of blocks in this game.
It has been.
Exciting stuff.
Straight inside to Emma Randall as Beattie just crashed her into the back, gave her a bit of whiplash that time as Tracy Beattie picks up her second personal foul. will send Emma Randall to the line. 26-21, 7:33 to go in the second term. Emma Randall, well, from the free throw line, that was all net. I don't know if Emma's had too many games here at the arena. Certainly played for the AIS at the training hall. Second shot rattles out. Whittle does the rebounding. Wilson looking up in her face, but eventually hands off to Bevilacqua down the court. Sharp back to Whittle on the arc. Bevilacqua. Big difference in height there. Goes back left side to Sharp. Sharp puts the ball on the floor, then goes over the top to Whittle, but Whittle has Ryan take it off her. Goes to Randall, backwards to McInerney, now over the top to Ryan as they get it into the front court with time to spare. Dumps it inside to Randall, and Beattie leaning on Randall, tried to slap away, hit Randall's hand, and it will be her third personal, so Beattie in foul trouble. That will call a timeout from the Canterbury Capital. Coach Graff wanting to have a chat to the girls, as well, it's been a bit ill-disciplined here in the second quarter.
Yeah, Tracy Beattie had a few words after that foul. I think she was trying to say that her player had been in the key for more than 3 seconds, but that doesn't excuse doing a blatant foul like that at that point in the game when you're behind. So, yeah, I think the Capitals just need to take a deep breath, take a step back and think about their game a little bit more.
Well, it's a 6-point lead at the moment, 27-21. And standing on looking a lot more stable, but a huge blow getting Jacinta Hamilton up into three team fouls so quickly in this quarter.
I think Gary Fox is a fantastic coach, and I think his players, I mean the two players that have got three fouls are very experienced players, so I think they'll be okay. I think they may still foul out, but hopefully it might be halfway through the fourth or towards the end of the game. So I think they've got enough experience to not go out there and blow their next 2 fouls on stupid things.
Well, Richard sitting down with Hamilton. So returning to the floor, McInerney, Ryan, Wilson, McLeod and Randall. As the ball goes into Wilson, Sharp, Bevilacqua, Whittle, Beard and Abrams out there as McLeod gets a good long look. Shot doesn't drop. Beard wrestling for it with Carly Wilson, but Beard will come up with it, kicks it on to Bevilacqua and win the front court for the Capitals now. Right wing, Abrams goes down to Whittle on the baseline. Turnaround jump shot doesn't fall, and Randall comes up with a rebound. Hand off immediately to Wilson. Left side, Randall for three off the back of the iron, and a Whittle just standing her ground, taking the rebound. Bevilacqua now to Abrams as we keep this hurry-up game going along. Over the top to Beard. It was McInerney who took good position there. Beard had to back away, put up a shot, and it's McLeod who comes down with the rebound that time. McLeod from one wing to the other. Ryan will get it on the left wing as McLeod had come down the right wing. Inside to Randall, outside to McInerney, and McInerney, well, didn't have as much time to set herself that time. Hit the front of the iron. Abs runs the floor. Abs trying to get to the baseline, goes to the right to the left elbow. Ryan watching it closely. She kicks it out to Bevilacqua. Inside to Whittle, outside to Sharp. Sharp thought about the three, and McInerney with a great rejection of the pass. And it comes down Wilson, Ryan, right wing, McLeod, inside to Randall, outside to Wilson for three. Put a bit too much on it, and Whittle comes up with a rebound.
Both teams look a bit tired at the moment. Canberra is just standing around on offense. They're not doing much at all and showing on the scoreboard.
Beard puts up the shot on the arc, and we'll have a timeout called by Gary Fox. Emma Randall sits down. First off the floor was Emma Randall, but Coach Gary Fox decides to use his second timeout. And well, Beard just right up in the face, but still able to put the shot on the play, and well, she makes the play. 27-23.
The Capitals needed that. They hadn't scored for a while, and they're not moving the ball around to get any free shots. So she was sort of forced to take that shot. They were down to about 7 on the shot clock, and nobody was
was coming calling to a free to get grab the ball, so just sort of forced to take an ugly shot. Luckily it dropped.
It did indeed. Marino's going to come back into the game for the Capitals now. Big, Devlakla, Whittle, Sharp and Abrams are all sitting on the bench, so perhaps I've jumped the gun there in saying stuff. But it's McInerney, Richards, Ryan, Wilson and Randall. And Randall just having a chat to Sarah Corker and the referee, who she thought she was perhaps a little bit hard up by in that first quarter. But 27 plays 23 as Dandenong will have it from their backcourt. Richards back into the game now. Brings the ball to the half, gets double teamed by Marino and Abs, but able to get out of it through Randall. Ryan back to Richards, who's trying to set up the play. Left side to McInerney, inside to Randall, triple teamed, and Whittle over the back puts the rejection on there with Abs and Bevilacqua all around her. So it will be McInerney to inbound it from the baseline, but it's just been one of those nights for block shots. Inbound pass to Wilson. Wilson thought about going the three. She put the ball on the floor. Bevilacqua managed to reach in, get it away. It's Abrams now to Beard, who drives into the paint. Abrams kicks it out for Marino, set for three. Wilson does the rebounding.
I don't think Alana Beard came up against this type of this tough defense last week. She's not used to it.
Well, Bulling did a good job though on her, and she certainly has known what a loss tastes like in the Price Attack WNBL. She's wanting to see a win, as the ball was tapped away from Richards by Bevilacqua, and Dandenong with 10 seconds on the shot clock. 4:33 on the game clock as Wilson drives to the elbow, and off the ball, a foul has been called by, well, Kelly Abrams. That's a weird call.
But moving screen, perhaps?
I don't know. It was so far off the ball, it wasn't even my field of view, and the court's not that wide. McInerney inbounds the ball to Richards, over the top to Ryan. We'll have to check the video on that one. Ryan, turnaround jump shot from the free throw line, too hot. Hits the back of the iron, came out. Bevilacqua gives it off to Abrams. Abrams has the shot blocked by McInerney. Richards will go off to the races now. She gets it across to McInerney down the other end. Pull-up jump shot on the baseline, doesn't drop. Randall and Beard, jump ball is going to go the way of the Capitals.
Randall's been grabbing some great offensive boards tonight. She just seems to be in the right place at the right time, and the Capitals aren't blocking her out.
Randall sits down as McLeod comes back into the game for Dandenong. 4 minutes left. Beard, Whittle, Bevilacqua, Marino and Abrams on the floor for the Capitals. Marino over the top to Bevilacqua, sets up, bounce pass inside to Beard. Beard jumps on. That's a small face.
Does, and that's what the Capitals have got to do more. They've got to give her the ball on when she's cutting off a screen or cutting through the key.
Richards runs into Bevilacqua, so Wilson decides to go herself. Her pull-up jumper from the left lane is good at 29-25, 3:30 left to go in the half. As Bevilacqua backs it down to the baseline. And, well, as Rachel Walters has to leave us for the moment, we will welcome to the commentary Simon Peters, who, well, has been down at court level throughout the game, and it's got a great vibe to it, these two teams. Plenty to play for.
Yeah, they've certainly, the last 4 minutes particularly, they've really grounded out. There's, well, before the previous basket from Beard and then the one from Wilson, there's only one field goal in about 4.5 minutes. So
Beard at the line rattles out. So Beard, who we thought the free throw shooting would be a huge bonus, hasn't been so tonight. Her second one is made, and it's 29 plays 26 as Richards down the left wing gives it to Wilson. Wilson has Abs right up in her face, goes off to Randall, back to Wilson, ball on the floor, kicks it wide to McInerney, across court to McLeod, who thought about going for the three but kicks it to Richards. Richards drives the lane, whoa, just with a big rejection. Abrams goes down right wing, gives it to Pierce, who gets herself open.
Oh.
The layup doesn't fall. Wilson has to, Wilson gets the ball when McLeod, jumping out of court, passes it back into her to keep the ball alive for Dandenong. 2:52 left to go. Richards setting up the play.
Yeah, it's just a real grind out there.
Richards goes Sue cuts the centre, gets over the top that time of Bevilacqua, and she can make the shot. Whittle wasn't there to block it on her.
That's Sammy Richards' game, though. She's a fantastic driver.
Yeah, Jessica Bowes, she's just got some, I think it's knee problems that limit her.
Yeah, it's been there her entire career.
Pushing
Emma Randall, picking up another foul.
Was that on Randall? Or was it? Yeah, it was. So Randall's second personal. Jacinta Hamilton still sitting on the bench. That is...
Yeah, that was a big foul, that third one, you know, a minute and a half into the second quarter. That's got to hurt Gary Fox, but still up by five. There's 2.5 left in this quarter.
Sharpie is looking to inbound it to Whittle. Wilson watching her. Bit of a mismatch there. Wilson goes outside to Bevilacqua. Richards goes... Bevilacqua banks down three.
Second in the league last year for three-point shooting, so you don't want to give Tully that much room.
Wilson over the top to Randall, 18 feet away. What will she do? Over the top to Wilson, who's cutting into the basket. Sharp gets a hand and then knocks it over the baseline. Wilson has been very, very good. She's finding a way to cut hard at the basket, and more often than not is playing her team off. Kicks in from McInerney. Richards on the right wing. Over the top to Wilson. Wilson on the left lane. Turnaround jump shot over Sharp. Won't drop. And Abston Whittle working together to get the rebound. Gives it straight to Beard. Beard. Oh, absolutely. Rejected the shot from behind by Wilson. McInerney had taken position. Beard didn't like it. She's gone back into
Beard.
Puts it on the Bevilacqua. Bounce pass over to Sharp. Sharp. Doesn't drop. Pushing foul on Alana Beard.
No way.
Second personal foul, and the crowd not happy with it. Alana Beard's going, you've got to be joking. Such a soft-spoken young lady is Alana Beard.
Yeah, she's lovely.
She is a very nice young lady, and she's fired up that time, though.
The main thing I couldn't believe in that series of play was Sharpie went the left-handed layout with the right hand. The cardinal sin. Wouldn't have got into that trouble if she'd just gone left-handed.
McLeod has the ball on the right wing, goes back to Richard. Sharp and Wilson having a great battle. Bounce pass from McInerney to Randall on the lane. She banked it in from behind the glass. Randall's having a great day. 33 plays 29. 1 minute and 15 seconds left to go in the quarter. Whittle thought about a three-point shot from downtown directly in front. There wasn't to be. Goes inside to Sharp. This time, Carly Wilson's been called for the defensive foul. I thought Carly had roots on her feet that time.
Yeah, fair enough. The look from Carly Wilson there. I thought there was less in that than when Tracy Beard, Elaine Beard got mugged down the other end here before. So. You can understand her confusion.
Sharp going from the free throw line, missing the first. And, well, it's a tough one. It is a tough one indeed.
Capitals have shot very poorly from the free throw line all season. It's something they're really going to have to work on.
It is indeed. It's, Sharp makes the second. 33 plays 30, so they're back to a 3.4 game inside the last minute now. Richards gets a long range pass from McLeod from the corner. Round to Wilson, baseline McInerney, out to Richards for three. It was short, but the little general trying to get in there for the ball. McLeod can't get it. Bevilacqua at the ground again, gives it to Beard. Beard off to Abrams that time, puts it in off the glass. 1.4 game, 39 seconds left. McInerney quickly over to Wilson. Wilson over the top to Randall. Randall out to Richards. Now to McLeod. McLeod with Sharp on it. Goes right side into the corner. McInerney bangs up a three.
Ooh.
Off the side of the iron. Beard comes up with it.
Oh,
Beard misses Bevilacqua. And Richards will set up now with 16 seconds left on the game clock for the half. Richards just waiting to hear the call. Wants McLeod to come to her in a second, but takes it on. McLeod goes back, but Richards makes the shot face first into the ground. Ties up at halftime. It's 35-32. Dandenong playing a very aggressive brand of game with such aggression at the basket.
I talked to Sam Richards just before the game, and she's sporting a pair of black eyes. I said to her, have you been in a fight during the week? And she said, no, I've gone for a layup in last week's game, and I've got tripped up and face first into the parquetry. And almost the same thing happened there on that last layup.
It is a well, an interesting situation. The Caps still just aren't looking like they can eat the unit at all, and it has been a problem right from the start of the season. They won their first three games, but they didn't look like they should have.
No, and they, for the first time this season, I think the first maybe 5 or 6 minutes of that first quarter, they played with confidence and they played with arrogance, and they just took the game to down and off. They were up, you know, 13-6 there, and then they sort of stepped back a little bit in that second, in that end of that first quarter, and that second quarter, I mean, it just went missing. They just got back to tentative and just lacking confidence, and they've got, it's almost like they've got no faith in themselves.
It's
quite bizarre. I mean, you know, we've watched these guys play for how many years now, and it's just not them at the moment. There's something going on.
Yeah, I can't quite understand what it is, but hopefully we'll have some halftime stats for you ahead of the second half. This is the Price Effect WNBL on sportradio.com.au and of course KIXFM making waves out there on Kangaroo Island. We'll take a break and be back with the second half. As we get set for the second half, the stats have arrived, and it is, well, leading scorer on the floor is 14, Alana Beard, but the Caps haven't helped her out with three other players sitting on 4 points apiece. Bevelacqua, Whittle and Abrams, 1 point for Eleanor Sharp, and a 5 for Tracy Beattie, of course the next best on the Caps side. For the Dandenong Rangers, 11 to Carly Wilson, 7 to Emma Randall, 4 to Jacinda Hamilton and Samantha Richards, 3 apiece to Caitlin Ryan, Kathleen McLeod and Emily McInerney, knocking down a shot that she had an eternity to put up. Everyone knows that Emily doesn't take shots, but she is, if you're going to give her 15 seconds to set.
And the three-point shot is probably the shot she's most confident with. Another telling stat is the rebounding stat. It's 27-19 to start with in favour of Dandenong, but the Capitals, one offensive rebound compared to Dandenong's 11 offensive rebounds. So the Twin Towers having a good job, four blocks for Jenny Whittle, one for Tracy Beattie, but they're getting it done at that end of the defensive rebounding, but they're not boxing out, and Dandenong just getting too many second chances.
McInerney, Richards starting off the second half. Wilson, Randall and Hamilton out there for Dandenong. Richards in the corner, gets a good screen from Randall into the paint, now outside to McInerney. McInerney loses a feed as she almost goes into Sharp. It's shot inside that time to Jacinta Hamilton, and Jacinta Hamilton will not be able to make the shot, so the turnover is affected. Beard now gives it off to Whittle. Whittle, turnaround jump shot from the left elbow. Oh, Randall very lucky in the way this game's being played not to be called for a foul that time, as she crashed into the back of Whittle. Whittle backing into the paint as the rebound was taken by her, went out through Beard and back to Bevelacqua, back into Beard. The shot doesn't drop, and McInerney and Richards work it out of the half, gives it on the right wing to Wilson. Into the corner, goes to Hamilton. Hamilton, pull-up jump shot over the top of Whittle, doesn't fall. They've got to get the glad wrap off the rings at the moment. Nothing going in for either side as Beard sets up for a three. She had a foot on the line. It doesn't drop. McInerney doing the rebound. And Rachel, well, we saw a bit of this at halftime with the Oz-Hoops demonstration that was on with no one being able to get a shot in.
The kids had a really good time, and that's what Aussie Hoop's all about. It's just about getting out and having a go, and a lot of those kids have never played basketball before, and they're just enjoying it for the first time, and they did have a very good time.
Kept sharing it around until they get it to Baird, who drives straight down in the centre of the paint. Her shot doesn't fall. Hamilton kicks it left side over to McInerney. McInerney tries a cross-court pass to Wilson. It was just out of her reach over the sideline, and it will be a Caps ball. In fact, it's over the baseline, Caps ball in from there. And just that rebound statistic that we were talking about, 27-19, Simon Peters and I talked about it in the halftime break. It was quite a telling one, and the Caps are just going to have to really lift their game there. Sharps in the corner, Bevelacqua around the arc, Whittle gives it to Beard. Beard sets the screen for Whittle, but that time Whittle moved in a bit further into the paint than Beard thought she was going to be. The pass was missed, and Dandenong will get it from the baseline. 35-32. Interesting, the second quarter, 14 points apiece. So the gap at halftime was the same as the quarter time gap. As Hamilton drives down into the paint, rattles around, finally gets the shot to drop. 37 plays 32.
We've seen the Capitals turn the ball over a lot through bad passing, and I think that's got a lot to do with having a new player in the team. They don't really know where she's going to be, or she doesn't know where to expect the players from.
Oh, Jacinta Hamilton following Darren Corcoran down the ground. It was Damien Nesmith, he's the other referee. I mistakenly called him Damien Maher for some reason. But Damien Nesmith and Daryl Corcoran, both the officiating players. Jacinta Hamilton now on four fouls. 7:27 to go in the third term.
She's certainly hearing it from a coach at the moment.
Yep, she's been subbed out.
She knows what she did wrong, but Gary Fox is telling her again anyway.
Yep, just to reiterate the point. Beattie misses the first, the second, bounces around, Sharp taps it back, only as far as Emma Randall, who gives it off to Richards. And they'll reset in the front court. 7:20 to go in the third term. Caps versus Dandenong on sportradio.com.au and KIXFM in Kangaroo Island. Over to the left side to Ryan, back out to Richards, and Richards puts up the three-point shot. It drops. 40 plays 32, and Dandenong still looking the more composed of the two teams here with 7 minutes left. Bevel Aqua puts up the split finger play, goes herself into the paint. Richards is going to be called for the foul as Bevel Aqua into the pine once again, but well, just managed to get Richards off on a screen, and then Richards going in, trying to take position for Bevel Aqua to come for her.
She's limping on that ankle as well.
Yeah, well, she's not going to do anything about it until the two shots are put up anyway. So Bevel Aqua at the line now to shoot two, 40 plays 32, Dandenong leading the Capitals. Bevel Aqua making the first. As Bevel Aqua sets up for the second. All net. That's back to a 6 point ball game now. 40 plays 34 as McInerney and Richards. Oh, Bevel Aqua taps it away from Richards. She runs onto the ball, puts up the shot herself, goes back after the rebound. Oh, the kick out to Randall was missed. This time, Bevel Aqua, well, I thought she crashed into Richards. Richards hit the deck. Bevel Aqua tries to go off, pass around the body of McInerney to Sharp. It's a big three-pointer. They're back to a three-point ball game. 40 plays 37, and you like that one.
That was brilliant. Beautiful pass from Bevel Aqua and a beautiful shot finished by Abram.
Wilson, pull-up jumper from the elbow. Doesn't fall. The tap back in from Randall didn't go. Whittle gets it tapped away to Sharp. Sharp gets to Bevel Aqua down on the left wing. Baird takes it all the way. Her shot's over the ring. Ryan has to take on the mugging from Sharp and Abram, but gives it off to Richards. Then they will set back up in the offensive half. 5:53 left to go in the third quarter. That has been a very interesting one so far. Hamilton on four fouls is the highlight of the quarter so far. Ryan over the top to McInerney. Shot doesn't drop. Caps finally boxed out effectively, and Bevel Aqua will bring it into the half. Kathleen McLeod looking to come back into the game for the JATO Dandenong Rangers. Bevel Aqua looking to set up. Whittle trying to go to the basket. Shots round. Rattles out. Whittle puts it back in. Randall and Whittle are resting there to try and get that front spot. Whittle won out.
Bevel Aqua really didn't want to take that shot then, but she just couldn't not. She was so open. But luckily Whittle was in there to clean up.
Richards hands off to Wilson. Wilson getting trapped. Jump ball called. Coach Fox doesn't like it. He calls the timeout as Hamilton and McLeod look back into the game. And it will be a turnover in the front court that has seen this 1 point ball game really tighten up as Caps have been able to get through their offensive sets. They're not being visible plays, they've been Hail Marys, a lot of them, but they've come off.
Yeah, I mean, the Caps have come out. I think Coach Graff might have had a few words to say about the rebounding statistic at half time, because the Caps are definitely not letting Dandenong get those easy offensive rebounds in this quarter. And the Caps have looked a little bit more focused, a little better.
They do.
Well, they do seem to still be playing not so much through the sets, more playing just a bit of freestyle, but it's working for them, and Dandenong haven't been able to effectively defend it so far. Randall's going to step out. Hamilton, as I said, was setting in with McLeod, McInerney, Wilson and Ryan take the floor again. You wonder if ever Andrews is going to be taking off that training top at any stage, because, well, it's a pressure game. It'd be a tough one to throw a young rookie into, but, well, a baptism by fire is something that some players have revelled at. Sharp, Beard, Whittle, Bevilacqua and Abrams return to the floor for the Capitals. 5 minutes left to go in the third term. Will the Caps be able to open up a lead? They're down by one. They haven't led since the second term. Beard, Abrams over the top to Whittle, back out to Beard, shot from the left elbow, rattles out. Hamilton tries to go after it and she gets the last touch on it before it's over the baseline, and we'll see the inbound pass from the Capitals with a full shot clock on to set up the play. Long pass out to Bevilacqua, right side to Beard, over the top to Whittle, outside again to Bevilacqua. They've gone in, out, try to break up the defence. Right side Beard, inside to Whittle. Whittle, turnaround, jump shot, off the back of the iron. Hamilton comes up with the rebound, gives to McInerney, down the right wing to Ryan. 40 plays 39 as Abrams taps it over the side, and Dandenong will set up from the side in the offensive court. McLeod, left side to McInerney, back to Wilson, who's still on the arc. Hamilton cutting into the paint, tries to go around Sharp, gets the shot up, it rattles around for a while and eventually drops. 42-39, Dandenong pulling back away, an effective timeout by Coach Fox.
Certainly both teams have come out looking a little bit better after that timeout, but Canberra is still looking a little bit sharper than Dandenong at the moment.
Bevilacqua goes right side to Baird, McInerney in front of her, Baird goes in, then backs out, gives it back to Bevilacqua, across to Abrams, runs baseline, outside to Baird for three. Sorry, 42 plays 41, backdoor 1 point ball game as Wilson puts the ball on the floor over the top to Hamilton. Hamilton drives baseline on Whittle, shot doesn't fall, she almost comes up with her own rebound, Sharp will eventually grab it. Bevilacqua backs it out, gives it back to Whittle inside, oh the pass was too hot for Sharp.
Just a little deflection there, so...
Off McInerney,
yep.
you were going to say.
Hamilton's not taking a backward step, even though she's on four fouls, and I suppose any time the ball goes near her, I've got my breath drawn.
Yeah, but she's defending Whittle at the moment, so she can't ease off at all. Inbound ball to Abrams, outside to Bevilacqua. A three again from Beard. Rebound to Ryan, and the Caps hit the front with 3 minutes to go in the third term. 45 plays 42.
This is what the crowd came to see. The second quarter, Canberra weren't looking that great as a team, but they really look good now.
Wilson over the top to Ryan. Ryan bounce pass into Hamilton. Hamilton's shot won't drop as Whittle chops her arm, and Hamilton will go to the line to shoot too, as Whittle will pick up her second, her first personal foul. So she's in a physical game being one of the angels out there on the court.
That's what happens when you try and shoot a layup with your right hand on the left side. Hamilton missed the layup.
Yes, and Sharpie did miss one earlier in that game too, as Hamilton makes the first. So Harley sits down and Beattie comes back into the game for her. Hamilton makes both, and it's 45-44. The Caps lead by one with 2:48. Bevilacqua over the top to Sharp, back to Bevilacqua, right side to Abrams. Abrams thinks about the three, doesn't go for it, goes to the baseline, finds Sharp back inside. McInerney gets a touch on it, gives it to McLeod, who goes to Ryan, back to Hamilton, drives down, kicks out to McInerney for three off the side of the iron. She was in the left corner, it didn't fall for her. Beard comes up with a rebound, gets to Sharp.
Sharp stops the dribble, so she has to go to Beard now on the right-hand side. McInerney takes to the floor as Beard was driving baseline. She kicks it out, goes back to Beard. Oh, another three-point shot. This time medals out. Beattie taps it away. Wilson was there to get onto the tap away. Gets to McLeod over the top to Hamilton. Hamilton now has to try and go over the top of Beard, Beattie and Bevilacqua. And Hamilton will go to the line to shoot two.
Carly Wilson's been a bit quiet in this quarter. I don't know whether they're just not getting her the ball or maybe she's tiring a little bit. I don't think she's seen the bench this game yet.
Beattie sits down as Whittle comes back out onto the floor. Bevilacqua was called for that foul. But still the problem was for the Capitals was 14 for Beard and no one else getting close to double figures. Hamilton makes the first, 45 apiece. Second one doesn't drop. Beard comes up with the rebound. So, all tied up, minute 55 to go in the third term. Ball on the floor, kicks it from Abrams to Beard, round the arc to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua in and out, Wilson watching her to Sharp, inside to Harley. Harley, in off the glass.
I think that could be a problem with the team when they recruit a star. Everybody thinks they'll give the ball to the star and the star will score, but basketball's a team game and everybody needs to shoot the ball.
Ryan inside to Hamilton, out to McInerney, inside to Hamilton. She's double teamed. She has to go out to the other side. Gives it to McLeod, who puts it on the floor. Bevilacqua gets in there for the steal. She goes to ground as well as McLeod tries to chase after it. Abrams gets it on the left wing to reset for the Capitals. Sharp over the top to Harley in the paint. Harley shoots in, rattles in and out. Hamilton gets the rebound, bounces away to McInerney. And that's 47-45. Caps with the lead. Hot pass, looking for Carly Wilson, who's going hard at the basket, but Beard read it well, taps it over the baseline, and Dandenong will set up with 18 seconds. Sinclair comes into the game for Eleanor Sharp.
That was a stroke of luck for Dandenong. Should really have been 49-45 then, so a chance to even it up here.
Inbound pass to Hamilton. Hamilton puts the ball on the floor. She loses the dribble as Bevilacqua went in after it. She has to go outside to Ryan on the right-hand side. Hamilton was driving left side when that play was in started. Ryan gets the screen from Hamilton, then puts up a 18-foot jump shot. Unfortunately, over the back of the backboard was the rebound, and the Caps will get it from the baseline. So, 40 seconds left. As Coach Graff tells them to push it up the floor, she wants them to hurry as Beard has the ball. McLeod watching her, screen from Sinclair, kicks it out to Bevilacqua for three, hits the iron. Whittle's going to put it back in. It doesn't fall though, and McInerney will come up with it. She picks up the dribble, runs the floor. Bevilacqua tries to reach in from behind. She has to stop the dribble, goes out to Caitlin Ryan. 15 seconds left in the quarter as Ryan has the ball stripped by Beard. Bounce pass over to Wilson. 8 seconds, seven, as Hamilton will get the ball back, drives into the paint, tries to drive on Harley, shot doesn't fall, Harley comes up with a rebound, Abrams doesn't have a time to put up a hail, and the Capitals at three-quarter time, the crowd certainly getting behind this Capitals lineup.
That was a nice little crossover move by Hamilton. She didn't finish the basket, but she certainly had Jenny Whittle full there.
Ryan, Randall, McLeod, McInerney and Wilson will come in to start the final term as Hamilton's going to have a rest. I guess Jack Fox is going, my trouble has been early in the quarter. Let's get some other players on the floor for that early part. Get those soft fouls out of the way with players that aren't in foul trouble and then I can bring Hamilton back on. Although McInerney's staying out on the floor, she has got three personal fouls on her. As the other side, Coach Graff extremely animated with Abrams, Whittle, Beard, Bevilacqua and
Sinclair, I think that is.
Sinclair is sitting on the bench, sorry. Not too often see have a chance to see Sinclair in this game so far, so has got a lot of experience in it. Not only in the Prospect WNBL, but overseas as well, but just hasn't had court time so far as the stats come our way. And it's 11 points apiece, Carly Wilson and Jacinta Hamilton. So it was really Hamilton that made the difference in that quarter. And so she went from 7 points to 11. Wilson didn't score in the term. In fact, Hamilton went from 4 points to 11. So she was a big factor there. Beard on 20 points with Whittle on 8 and Abrams on 7. So
that was a big quarter for a last bench. She put 6 points on the board, and I think she was the difference for the Capitals in that quarter.
Was indeed. Bert Blackwell hit another 2 in that quarter, but a 15-10 third quarter gets the Capitals into the game. They lead by 2. Well, it would have been a 5-point different quarter. We beat such a difference, but they were out of sorts at the end of that second term.
They certainly were. I think Gary Fox has certainly had a lot of words to say to each of his players as they subbed off and sat on the bench, so I think he would have had a lot more words to say during this three-quarter time break, and I think we'll see that he'll come out and be really focused and really play well this quarter.
Randall, Ryan, McLeod, McInerney and Wilson, Blackwell, Beard, Sinclair, and Jenny with also 250th game. She becomes a life member of the Price Attack WNBL. I guess that means she's a life member of the Basketball Australia as well.
She's certainly a very important player for Australia, both as a WNBL player and an Opal.
McInerney gives it off to McLeod. McLeod over the top to Wilson in the paint. Wilson just can't get the shot to drop. In fact, called for a 3-second violation. So Dandenong missed the first opportunity in offense. Bevilacqua sets up from the point. Goes right side to Beard. Beard kicks it to Abrams, who has an eternity set up for the three. Rattles out. Oh, Harley couldn't get the rebound without crashing into Ryan, so Ryan actually takes the ball away. Kicks it long to Randall. Bevilacqua steals the pass off Randall and goes back at the other end. Bevilacqua backs it away as she gets to the arc. I know you've got the stat book there, Rachel.
I'm just looking at the likes of the WNBL life member role and who Jenny Whittle joins. Players like Shelley Sandy.
Beard has the ball stripped from McInerney. Got a piece of the hand, and Damien Nesma has called the foul. McInerney gets her fourth. So that puts them in real trouble now with Hamilton and McInerney.
Other players on the life member role, Michelle Brogan, Julie Nichol, some you know, quality players from throughout the whole 26 years of the WNBL there.
Beard's 18-foot jump shot doesn't go from the baseline. Ryan gets up with the rebound. She brings the ball down, straight down the centre, goes right-hand side to McLeod, goes back to McInerney. Left side to Wilson. Wilson then pulls up in the paint. Jump shot doesn't drop. She just lost the range at the moment. Abrams runs the floor. Bevilacqua kicks it into the corner for Abrams. Goes out to Whittle at the top of the key. Beard. Whittle taking position down on the left lane. About halfway down the lane. Goes out to Abrams inside, around the arc into the corner to Bevilacqua. Bounce pass into Sinclair. Sinclair gets the ball tapped away. And it's over the baseline. Caps setting up with 5 seconds left to go. Long pass into Harley. Harley puts up the shot. It's all net. 49 plays 45.
It's the first basket of the quarter, so it's both teams playing pretty tight defense.
2 minutes have expired in the quarter two. McLeod sets up for a three-pointer, rattles off the iron, and Sinclair does the rebounding, gives it immediately to Bevilacqua. It's interesting, Coach Graff called one play, Bevilacqua on the floor calling the opposite. Bevilacqua goes across to Abrams for three, rattles off the iron, and Randall does the rebounding. McInerney protects it high, gives it off to Ryan, who comes down the left side, brings it back to the centre as Bevilacqua goes at her. Bevilacqua just trying to knock that ball free. She gets the steal. Bevilacqua off to the races. McInerney tries to take position. Oh, blocks the shot from behind. Bevilacqua says, what about my arm? I don't have it here anymore. Has chopped that hard. Wilson at the other end kicks it out to Ryan. Sets to McLeod. McLeod backs away. Gives it to Ryan. She puts up the three. It's all there. And it is a
2-pointer.
Toe on the line. 2-point ball game. 49 Caps lead. 47. 7 minutes to go in the game. Abrams backs away from the arc, gives it to Beard, round to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua bounce pass to Sinclair, out to Beard, who has an eternity. She hits the back of the iron though. Oh, Abrams just taps it straight back to her. Didn't think about going for the ball herself, just taps it away. Bevel Aqua will set up the play. 49, 47, 15 seconds on the shot clock. Abrams over the top to Whittle, just a tap and release. Goes to Bevel Aqua, Beard drives in. Oh! Randall, I thought she had her ball that time. That's Gary Fox. He's in a neck brace, but he is still up there gesticulating, shaking his head. He had Jacinda Hamilton going over to him saying, calm down, calm down. It is Emma Randall sitting down. Coach Gary Fox still asking the question about the call. He's got to be careful here. Darren Corcoran's looked back over. Beard's put in the shot, put in the first one. Richards is going to come back into the game. Of course, Coach Gary Fox had a fairly serious neck operation in the offseason.
It was about round two, so it's only, maybe round three, it's only a couple of weeks old, so.
Ryan gets the ball on the left side from the little general. Goes into the paint itself, tries to drive down the lane. It doesn't fall. Harley gets the rebound. The Caps look like they might be off here. 51-47. They have settled a lot better than Dandenong in this last quarter, or the first 4 minutes of it. Sharp, Abrams, Beard into Sinclair, and Sinclair still gets the goal. Sinclair's first score?
That's right. First 2 points for the game.
Hamilton now looking for... McLeod is sitting there by herself. She faked the three. Then Sharp chops in on her as she was driving down that right lane. And it wasn't a shooting foul. So timeout has been called by Gary Fox.
Obviously the Caps have got a 6-point break, but Dandenong is such a dangerous team. They've got, you know, players who can score inside, they've got players that are deadly accurate from outside. Carly Wilson, you know, she hasn't shot well for the last two quarters, but you know, she can come out and play the few threes and the game will be tied. So this is
going to
be an exciting final few minutes of the game.
Emily McInerney doing most of the talking in the first part of that Dandenong timeout. Over at the other side, Coach Graff still quite animated, still running through the whiteboard, setting up plays. But 6-point lead to the Capitals is the largest that they've had in the game so far. So. And they're looking quite confident as well. So.
Yeah, they are. I mean, with this crowd behind them, they could take this home, and they really need this win, I think, at this stage of the season. We're only early on, but they really need a confidence-boosting win, and take the top team will certainly do that.
It will do indeed. Ed Hamilton, McInerney, Richards, Wilson and Ryan. So that is, that's part of the four that took them to a championship last year. Sinclair, Sharp, Beard, the pass is missed. Inbound pass was missed by Wilson. Beard comes up with it. Sharp, Beard, Sinclair, Harley and Abrams playing point. So Abrams puts the ball on the floor, watching Wilson. She backs away, and then McInerney, well, I think Beard thought McInerney got a touch on it, as she didn't go after the pass herself, but it will be Dandenong to bring it forward. Wilson sets up now. Richards gave it to her. She's in the centre of the front court. Goes to Hamilton. Hamilton, with Harley watching her, looking around, gives it back to McInerney, left side to Richards. Richards ball on the floor, still working the perimeter, gets to Sharp, draws Sharp, and then Sharp locks it up in a jump ball. It's got to be the Caps with the error. Richards, a great play, because it looked like Richards was about to go into the layup move, and Sharp just put two hands on the ball, secured it.
Would have been a travel anyway, so Capitals ball either way.
Oh, a harsh call. Abrams gives it left side to Sharp, goes to Beard. Beard looking for Sinclair all by herself in the paint, goes to Harley. Harley's turnaround shot off the glass isn't there. Abrams tried to tap it away, but McInerney's got it. McInerney kicks it to Wilson. Wilson waits for Beard to foul her. The shot didn't drop, so she'll just go to the line for two.
Harley Wilson's a little bit frustrated, and I can see why. She needs to get the ball in her hand. She needs to look at the basket. Her teammates need to clear her some space so she can start scoring. She can win this game for the Rangers. She just needs to get the ball
53 plays 47, so it's still a 6-point ball game, but it's only 4 minutes and 51 seconds left as Callie Wilson makes the first. So 5-point ball game. McInerney and Hamilton in foul trouble, sitting on 4 fouls as Wilson makes the second. Bevilacqua comes in for Abrams. And it's only Beard and Beattie who are on 3 fouls for the Caps at the other end. Both 2 team fouls apiece as we come into the last 4 minutes and 40 seconds of the game. Bevilacqua bounce pass to Sharp, top of the key, goes inside to Beard, who pulls it away. Shot doesn't drop. Whittle goes after it. Wilson is able to box her out and the ball goes over the side.
There certainly haven't been as many fouls called in the second half as there was in the first half. I think maybe somebody had a chat to the referees at half time, I'm not sure, but definitely some different fouls being called in the second half.
Well, I think Dandenong wouldn't have enough players in the state to be able to finish the game with the way they were calling them. Oh, Wilson's turnaround jump shot didn't make it, but Alana Beard chasing after the ball with Wilson had it tapped from Wilson onto Beard, and it's over the baseline as Sharp, as McInerney is going to set up the inbound pass. Sinclair watching it. Wilson trying to break free, goes to Caitlin Ryan. Oh, Bevilacqua steals it. Ryan taps it away, but it's over the sideline, and it will be a Caps ball.
Kelly's playing really well this game. She's really out there after the ball, and she's come up with quite a few turnovers, quite a few steals.
Yeah, she was fired up because she knew she didn't play her best last week. Beard over the top to Harley, outside to Sinclair for 3 off the back of the iron. Richards comes down with it. Just didn't even bounce that time, it just dropped dead. Wilson almost travelled but goes inside to Hamilton on the free throw line. Hamilton goes forward, back, and then is looking for the shot. And the shot was tapped away by Beard, so it will be a Dandenong ball.
That was a desperation shot by Hamilton. She, you know, didn't have the shot, but she took it anyway.
McInerney now looking around the arc, goes to Richards just inside it, standing beside her. Gives it to Ryan for 3, that's all net, as Bevilacqua gets the pine again. She's limping again.
Hamilton really gave it to her there on a screen. Wasn't called. Lucky for Hamilton.
Left side is Sharp, who gets the ball. Ryan in front of her. She's looking for options. Beard, then Bevilacqua, right side. Over the top to Harley. Harley double-teamed immediately. Richards reaches in, taps it, but Bevilacqua will get him clean up. Gives it to Beard. 1 second. Beard with a 3-point air ball. It is roster violation. And 53 plays 52. 1-point ball game as the timeout has been called by Coach Graff. It's only her first. They've got 2 more to play in the run home here. It's an interesting game. Dandenong fighting on hard when they looked like they were out of it. They've come back strong.
Well, that's, you know, the mark of a fantastic and experienced team. I never thought they were out of this game, and they're always going to fight for the last minute. And, you know, it's hard to say this in the home of the Canberra Capitals, but I think Dandenong at the end of the game are going to have more experience, and they're probably going to come back over the top of the Capitals. They'll play that back in 3 minutes when it doesn't happen.
I'm going to say something to you, though. Dandenong have more experience than Bevilacqua, WNBA champion. Alana Beard, WNBA All-Star. Jenny Whittle, starting centre for the Opals. Eleanor Sharp, former Opal train-on player, and Billy Abrams, 3-time championship player in the Price Attack WNBL.
It's true, Craig, it's true, but I'm talking about more experience as a cohesive team playing together.
It is amazing that, you know, that is the talent sitting on that bench, yet it is true, Dandenong are definitely the team to be in this competition, and they're not out of it as we restart. 3 minutes and 5 seconds left to go in the game. 1 point, the advantage of the home team, as Richards backs in and out, goes out to McInerney at the point. Left side, Wilson, back to Ryan. Ryan has abs watching her. puts the ball on the floor as Hamilton almost got into position. Bounce pass goes to Hamilton on the baseline, shots up and four. She taps away the rebound. Bevilac was caught in the box, that is able to get it out to Sharp. Goes to Abrams. AB at the other end. Four by herself. 3-4 game, Capital favour.
That was very nice. That was great transition play.
Richards now brings the ball down the floor, goes to the left side, goes into Hamilton, backing into Harley. Hamilton tries to get Whittle wrong-footed. Whittle has a slap on the arm, and Hamilton just shakes her head and goes, finally, they're calling it. Generally, Whittle gets his second personal foul, and Hamilton will go to the line to bring it back to a one-point ball game.
There's certainly some strategy starting to be talked out there on the floor. Both teams are in a huddle every opportunity, and they're looking at the clock.
2 minutes 19 is what's on that clock. Hamilton, the first shot is short. So, the second. Ryan is sitting in the circle, but still in the offensive half. Second shot up from four. McInerney goes after it. And it is the Capitals ball as it goes over the baseline.
Some of the Dandenong players, Hamilton and Wilson especially, look to be freezing up a little bit towards the end. I think they're really feeling the pressure of only really having two people on the bench.
Bevilacqua, right side to Abrams, over the top to Whittle. Hamilton watching her, outside to Bevilacqua, who's got away from Richards. Drives baseline, kicks out to Abrams, back around the perimeter. Sharp gives it to Baird, over the top, back to Whittle. 3 seconds left, Sharp puts up the three-pointer. It's all there, and it up to a six-point ball game.
It's classic WNBL ambassador, Eleanor Sharp. It's a really, really important shot.
McInerney hands off to Ryan, who Abrams almost taps the ball away from her. She has to go back almost to the half court to get it. Ryan loses the dribble, has to kick it back to Hamilton. Hamilton drives into the paint, takes on Beard, and Beard's been called for a fourth personal foul. So it stops the clock once again. It'll be the fourth team foul for the Caps. So they're not sending Hamilton to the line that time, unless they said she was in a layup step. Looks like she was. I thought she was still step away, but
they've called it the shooting foul.
Yep. 58 plays, 52. 1 minute and 32 seconds left on the clock. And
Beard for foul, so
yep.
Could be telling as the second count down.
It is an amazing game. The crowd have rallied behind the Capitals here. And they are in front. Hamilton, first shot, is good. Of course, 58 plays, 54 as Hamilton makes the second. Good more pressure from Dandenong.
Dandenong aren't going to give up. They're going to keep fighting until the last second on the clock.
1 minute and 25 seconds. Bevilacqua pulls up in the front court. McInerney watching her. Beard has Ryan in front of her. Goes to Sharp around the perimeter. Bevilacqua moves back. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Bevilacqua goes to Beard. Beard's a long way from home. She drives past Ryan. Wilson pushes back. But it's McInerney who gets the rebound as she's fade away. Jump shot doesn't fall. Ryan down the floor, straight to Hamilton in the paint. Abrams has been called for the push. That's put Capitals into 5 team fouls. So it will be Hamilton going to the line again, who's found her free throws.
Yeah, she's just going to have to take a deep breath.
Timeout called by Coach Kraft as she decides to ice the shooter. Still will have one out up her sleeve at this stage. Coach Fox, I don't know if you say he's in the box seat with 4 points down, but 2 timeouts left to play.
He'll certainly be playing this strategically as the game finishes, but he needs his players and his experienced players to step up. Carly Wilson really needs to get the ball in her hand in a good position and a good shooter.
Hamilton makes two. Ryan, Richards, McInerney, Wilson, all 3-pointer shooters. So he knows he's got plenty of go-to girls on the floor. You can bring McLeod back in, who is fantastic from the outside the arc as well. You know, if you want to win the game without going to overtime, the chance is there, pending the two free throws. For the Caps, they're in front, so they just have to make sure there's no turnovers.
I think the Caps have definitely got to get this back down the floor and score again to not be, in trouble as this last minute counts down. 1 minute.
Well, 1 minute 2 seconds is the time left in the game. Jacinta Hamilton, the former championship player with the Canberra Transat Capitals, steps to the free throw line. The AIS Arena is a foe. As Hamilton puts up the shot, and Sarah Thorpe, four Price Attack WNBL Hall of Famer, Lucille Bailey, Nee Hamilton, who works for Transat, former captain of the Capitals, but is watching her sister play for the opposition. Hamilton makes both. We're into the last minute of the game as Beard looks to bring the ball back down the floor for the Capitals. Ryan goes into double team and tries to lock up the ball. Bevilacqua will get it back further, gives it to Abs, and Bevilacqua will get it back to set. The shot clock is 17 seconds, 43 left on the game clock. Caps lead by two as Abrams will get the ball back centre of the floor. They're running down the time. Beard has McInerney in front of her. Puts the ball on the floor. Goes to Hamilton. Bounce pass into Riddle. Riddle rattles off the iron. Taps it on the rebound over the baseline. 28.6 seconds left to go in the game. Dandenong with that experience now coming into the floor. They didn't foul in defense. They bring in the ball back slowly in the hands of Richard. Straight up the center of the floor. She shows three fingers. Palm in to set up the play as they take their time. She cuts to the basket, tries to go in, gives it back to Ryan. Ryan, with 3 seconds on the shot clock, puts up the three-pointer. It doesn't fall. Beard comes up with it. Bevilacqua just has to hold on to the Capitals. Have won. 58-56. Rachel, what a game.
That was a fantastic finish. And the Capitals are so excited. Their fans are excited. They've knocked off the best team in the competition. The best team in the competition for the last 3 years. And that's going to give untold confidence for the Capitals as they go on in this season.
Well, they Tully Bevilacqua is carrying Jenny Whittle into the centre. They'll go through their centre routine now as they huddle in the centre. Coach Fox is disappointed to lose this one by 2 points. The Caps are happy, but, Dandenong Rangers are certainly not disgraced by that performance tonight.
No, not at all. I must admit that I thought Dandenong would win tonight. The Capitals, in that second, after a sort of a shaky first quarter, they really came together and they looked like they played together as a team.
Well, we'll hear from the coaches ahead. We'll hear from the coaches next year on scoreradio.com.au. This is Price Attack WNBL Basketball.
Well, Graffy, it went right down to the last seconds there, and the Caps were able to win by two.
Yeah, look, it was a huge win for us. I mean, to hold a team to 56 points. I mean, we struggled against score as well, but I think it was like a playoff game. It was a defensive grind. We came up with big rebounds in the second half. We had much more composure offensively as far as picking up the ball in the second half. And I think, for where we're at right now as a team, that's a huge win against the best team in the league.
You looked like you're out of sorts in the second quarter. What did you say at halftime?
Well, I said two things. We had to look after the basketball. I mean, our turnovers were atrocious. We had to get on the glass. I mean, they were beating us 11-1 on the offensive boards. That's a disaster. So, to their credit, they turned that around. I think Beard really stepped it up on the glass. Defensively, we did a great job. And obviously, getting them in foul trouble early is big for us. Yeah, McInerney and Hamilton in foul trouble really helped us.
Yeah, it's good. Tough for Coach Fox, but you can only play what you've got on the bench.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and, we were fortunate. They were a little undermanned, having a shorter bench. But, hey, right now, we'll take a win anyway we can get. If they're undermanned, that's their problem, not ours.
Another important factor was you got to play Peter Sinclair for some good minutes as well.
Look, she came out with a couple of big plays, a big rebound, a big put back. And that's all we need our players off the bench to do. If they're playing 15 minutes, they've got to come in, have composure. I think she did a reasonable job defensively on McInerney. And we need those people stepping in to do something that gives us an injection off the bench.
Well, it's back with another win in the on the board, and an important one to give you a lot more confidence going into a tough couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got the Doomsday Double, and then we go up to Townsville. And I think just the confidence of a win against the top teams is going to help us go on the road and give ourselves a great chance against those teams.
All the best.
Thank you.
Tough night tonight, Gary. It went right down to the stretch.
Yeah, it did. Obviously, you know, it came down to the. It was a very close game. You know, they had some poise at times. They probably intimidated us a little bit inside. We shot the ball very poorly tonight.
Yeah, it looked like Callie Wilson, who started the game very quickly, just could not get a basket there.
Well, we didn't get her the ball very well in the second half. And that's our fault, not Carly's.
All in all, first time that your team's experienced a lot in a fair while on the Price Attack WNBL.
Yeah, I guess since the last game of the regular season last year. I mean, you know, that happens, and you know, we never had any pretenses of being undefeated.
Having a short bench was certainly no benefit to you tonight, particularly when the game was being called very soft early.
Yeah, we seem to be the team that had a lot of people in foul trouble, not them for some reason. It's funny about that.
But of course, tomorrow night you get to put this behind you because you face the AIS with, of course, Ohei and Downey coming back in the lineup.
Yeah, we've had our discussion of the game and we talked about areas we need to improve. And after that, then it's over. We'll get on with the game for next tomorrow.
All the best to them.
Thank you very much, Craig.
Jacinda Hamilton, welcome back to the AIS Arena. Last time you stood here, you were cutting a net down for a championship. This time, it's not so.
Yeah, a lot of good memories coming back into this place, but not one today, unfortunately. We have to give credit to the Capitals. They played a very, very strong game, and I think we were outplayed today.
Yeah, had it tough, short on the bench for tonight's game, and what a season you've had so far. Starting off the Price Attack WNBL so well, going to Russia for the World Club Championships back. It's been no break.
Yeah, it's been a big 5 weeks. A couple of our younger girls had exams today, so that's why Alison Downey and Jenna Ohei didn't come on the road with us for tonight's game. But I thought the seven that went out there did a good job, and as I said, yeah, the team got outplayed, and we're looking forward to the next match. I'm not sure what round it's in, but we've got a point to prove.
Well, tomorrow night you get to go down to the training hall and, well, perhaps take out a bit of vengeance on the students.
Yeah, we'll be looking to rebuild tomorrow night. We've got lots of things we need to work on that I think we'll reluctantly sit down and watch the game on the ABC tomorrow and go out and try and have another good performance against the AIS.
Well, your coach might have some other news for you because Simon's already given him the game tape.
No, Simon! Yeah, I'm not sure that we're too keen on watching the video, but I'm sure it'll be beneficial for us.
Well, all the best for tomorrow night.
Thank you very much.
Right,
yes.
Well, Kelly Abrams there. You've played a few close games before, but that one was really in the heart and the mouth stuff.
Oh, that was awesome. Yeah, and it felt like, we needed a big win. And we did that today, and we did the things that we didn't do last week, and that was locked down on defence.
And Harley's 250th game, so you're pretty good with milestone games.
Yeah, we've got a good record, and I gave the girls a little present before the game, and it was a little shot glass, and it said, get some fire in the belly, so I think we're going to put that to use tonight.
All the best.
Thank you.
Jenny Whittle, a huge time for you, life membership, and more importantly, perhaps, in the scheme of the season, a victory.
Yeah, definitely more importantly, just great to see the team, to knock them, make them have their first loss.
It's been a while since I've felt that feeling in the Price Attack WNBL.
Yeah, for sure. We went in tonight really confident that we could get the job done. We were a bit lucky in the end. We just come up with some big defensive plays.
You had a bit of a night out too. You had great block shots and really probably one of your best performances of the year.
Yeah, I think it was. I missed a lot of easy shots around the basket, which is really frustrating, but I got it done on the defensive end. And that's a few things we still got to go back to training on Monday and work on, but we're looking pretty good.
Well, for a milestone game to have a blinder is always a nice fun.
It is. I mean, yeah, it would have been very disappointing to celebrate 250 and then walk away with a loss. So
You look like you're getting a bit frustrated with some of those foul calls tonight. You're just getting used to the Australian refs.
You know what? They're not as bad as the American refs. So, you know, I hope I don't get fined for saying that. But, you know, they're pretty good. I got a little frustrated, but I just got to let that go sometimes.
Well, congratulations. A good win. And you get to see a bit of Australia now as you go on the road.
I do. I'm really excited about seeing it.
So. All the best.
Okay, thank you.
Kathleen McLeod, your first visit back to Canberra as a Melbourne player. How have you fitted into this Dandenong side?
Yeah, it is my first visit back. It feels a bit weird to be back in Canberra. But I'm slowly starting to fit in a bit better with the girls and how they play. They play way different to the Institute, definitely a different game, so I'm just getting used to that at the moment and trying to learn all the plays and stuff, so yeah.
So you're enjoying being back at home in Melbourne?
Yes, I am, yeah. I'm living back home with my mum and family, so it's good. She does my washing and cooking and yeah, it's very good.
And what about Coach Fox? Had you had much to do with him before you joined the Dandenong program?
No, I hadn't really had anything to do with him. I did a couple of individuals just before I signed and stuff. But yeah, he's good. Works us hard. So yeah.
And you came out of the AOS program straight to Russia?
Yes, we did, yeah. That was pretty full on. It was a long flight and 5 games in 6 days, but yeah, that was a good experience.
Tomorrow night you go back to your old home ground?
Yeah.
You're looking forward to that?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, it'd be weird, I think, to play in a different team at the Institute, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And just your team, the AIS team now looks nothing like the club that it was last year, with no Cook, no Brown, and you know, only about 2 girls returning in the program.
Yeah, it is a totally different team. I'm sure the program's changed a bit as well. So but I'm sure they're training hard and eventually they'll get there, I guess.
And of course, you guys just want to get the win and at least split this road trip.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, I think that will just be our main goal, just to get the win.
Well, all the best.
Thank you.
Well, Kelly, what a game tonight. You ended up with the ball in your hand at the end of it. That's, probably your best game of the season, I think you'd say.
I think so, in terms of, just coming out with the big seals. It was just an awesome game, great game for the fans. And, it's good to just get a win on the board and give the Nongers their first loss and keep them close to the pack.
You said to me during the week, you've been a bit down on your own form, so it was a good way to ride it. You carried Jenny Whittle into the centre circle at the end of the game. That's how pumped up you were.
The big girl, the 250th, so, we had to do the right thing by her, but... I'm still chipping away offensively, but I'm trying to make up for an extra on the defensive end. So when it all comes together, mate, we're gonna be tearing up on the court.
All right. Well, all the best. We're a couple of hard weeks away.
Thank you. We look forward to it.
Well, Anna Randall, it was a tough night for you girls out there tonight, and just trying to get into the way the game was going to be played. The physicality seemed to be a bit less than what you've been used to so far this year.
Yeah, the Cats were all up and in and over us, and I think we actually took a back step, and our offence clearly wasn't where we've been at over the past few games, and Harry pointed that out, the change room after the game where we lacked there, and our defence was all right, hitting them for 58 points is a fair effort, but when we're all only scoring 56 and we're averaging a lot higher than that, it's disappointing.
Defensively, your team has always been known as a tough one, but how have you found the way you've been playing this year? Because you've also been scoring some good points as well.
Defensively, obviously hitting 58 points, usually you get a win out of that, but no, we didn't. Offensively, we lacked it. I clearly missed a few open shots, and I think we all did. Like, a few of us got our shots blocked early, and I definitely did, and it kind of took a backwards step when we really needed to keep going at them. So we'll learn from that.
Enjoying life back in Melbourne?
Yes, back to mum and dad, which is a good thing, I suppose. But I love playing at Dandenong, and the program's really good.
Well, all the best for tomorrow night when you get to go back to the training hall.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So in the end, the Capitals get a 2-point win. It was 11 points apiece in that final quarter. The Caps winning by 258-56. And Simon Peters, the Caps really just holding on in the end.
Yeah, it's a very, I think toward the end there, even if they had lost that game, I think it was still a really crucial game for them, because it's one of the first times this season we've seen them really stand up and have a lot of heart. And you know, I don't want to be harsh and say, you know, they showed some backbone for the, it's not the first time, but as a team, they really stood up tonight when, you know, they had a pretty ordinary second quarter. Whatever Graffy said to them at halftime worked very, very well. Their defense was exceptional in that, in their second half. They forced Dandenong into 11 turnovers in those two quarters, so that was a telling stat. A couple of dodgy calls that might have gone the Capitals' way, but that's basketball, you know. You've got to be there, you've got to be in touch. You know, you can't say, oh, we won it off one or two maybe fouls that should have got called or whatever. They were there and they were in touch, and some pretty outstanding, particularly in that early in that last quarter, some big three-point shots from Elena Beard and the big one from Sharpie up the top here. They just, you know, at other times, we saw last week against Bulleen, they really, when it got hard, they seemed to just lie down a bit, and not tonight. They went, no, and this is the Caps program and the team we love. They've got a lot of heart, and they've got a lot of ability, and you know, tonight they stood up and were counted, and they got over the line.
Elena Beard with 24 points, top scorer on the floor. Jenny Whittle with 10, fitting 10 points in her 250th game for number 10. 14 rebounds, so a double-double to come from that, and five block shots. Not a bad effort at all.
Not at all. And you know, the Capital, we mentioned earlier, I think at halftime, the Capitals' rebounding was pretty ordinary. Only 19 and only one offensive rebound in the first half, six in that second half. So they really crashed the boards at the offensive end and were able to get a lot done. The one of the sort of telling things they did too was they just lifted so much in defense. I mentioned it previously, but it was a real part of their game where they lifted strong. They got hands in passing lanes. They were able to disrupt Elena Beard. You know, we're going to talk about her 24 points and 9 boards, and what a fantastic offensive game she had. Carly Wilson, still 13 points, but she's been a dominant player so far this season in the league's best team. She did a really good job. She pretty much shut her down for long stretches of that game. Carly had 11 points at halftime.
Yep.
So they only got two up in the second half, and a lot of that was courtesy of Elena Beard's stifling defense.
Now, at the end of the game, 35.7 shooting percentage for the game for the Caps, 29.2. That is quite a difference. 65 shots, 19 hit. 65 shots Dandenong put up to 56.
Mm.
So Dandenong certainly had the most looks. And then even in the 3-point, 19 shots put up by Dandenong, 14 by the Caps. They shot at 31.6 Dandenong, 35.7 for the Caps. So at the free throw line, still troubles for the Capitals, 61.9.
Mm.
Dandenong shooting at 75%.
Yeah, not good. And, you know, not picking on Tracy B, but 1 of 5. She's a centre. She's going to get fouled. If I were the Capitals coaching staff, I'd be working on that free throw. Would be a priority, because she's shot like that all season. She generally goes to the line at least 4 times, 6-8 times a game. She's only hitting 1 out of 6 or something. That's a concern when you're coming down to games like this. Another good point, Dandenong have been in that situation, I think, in 3 or 4 games this season where they've been down by 2 or 3 points with a minute to go, and they've won every one of those games. They've come back and won it. Tonight's the first time that a team's been able to sort of stop that roll.
Yeah, and it was an exciting way to end. On behalf of Rachel Walters, Simon Peters, I'm Craig Revell, wishing you all the very best until tomorrow night, where sportradio.com.au will take you to the AIS, the Frank Stewart Training Hall, for the matchup between the AIS versus the Dandenong Rangers. We wish you a very good evening.